Someone said some time ago, how many of these things has the president awarded? And that caused me to reflect a little bit about these things, these medals of honor. There are some 4.5 million people that make up the defense of this country, military and civilian. And in the history of the Congressional Medal of Honor, there have been something like a little over 3,000 awarded. And this president has awarded, I believe, less than 30. Out of 200 million Americans, I have awarded only 30 Congressional Medals of Honor. And to these modest men who never thought that they would be here any more than I ever thought I would be where I am, I want to remind you of what another president said upon another occasion. That I'd rather be able to have that blue band around my neck with a Congressional Medal of Honor than to be the President of the United States. That is an honor that is not accorded to the President. Although he occupies the honored position formerly held by Black Jack Pershing and formerly held by George Marshall, General Westmoreland, their brilliant commander, cannot wear that blue ribbon. It goes to a very select and special group of men. And you are a part of that group. So to you and your families, on behalf of all the people of this country and the free world whose you have sought to protect and whose freedom you have tried to ensure, I say we thank you and we're grateful to you. And we are proud of the honor that the Congress has authorized be conferred upon you. I hope and I believe that your efforts will not have been in vain. And as long as Americans love their liberty and revere their freedom, they'll owe a very special debt to you men who wear that blue ribbon. And to your families, we'll have a little reception line, and I hope to be able to thank each of you who've gone through this with them, too. Thank you very much.